2608 today.
Fabulous holiday. Maybe some of you are just actually getting back to work. I flew back from Florida late in the day, and I was at the Orlando airport. So just to give you an update, because a couple of you have sent me emails about this, asking if I had to make a choice about pat downs or get an x-ray or refuse all of the above. And the answer is no, no, and no. I had smooth sailing as far as that was concerned, just the normal, I'll call it metal detector, that I had to walk through. Both times, whether it was for leaving Dallas or leaving Orlando. So I didn't have any of those hassles. I was fully prepared to deal with that, and it didn't happen. In other words, we had cameras rolling and in case something was to happen, but nothing came of it with me. I had no problems whatsoever. Isn't it interesting, too, how we had this big travel season, and yes, people have been talking about it and talking about the privacy issue and is it right and are the pat downs, the enhanced pat downs, just too bloody ridiculous and are they really protecting anybody? And on this show, certainly we had a ton of that conversation, and it just shows you how things work because of WikiLeaks and some other things that gets knocked off and goes further down the list now of what I call water cooler buzz. And water cooler buzz is exactly what America Tonight is all about, by the way. So if you want to join in the conversation, please, I don't care, left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. Remember, everybody's invited to this party. And again, I'm Kate Delaney, and this is ATN. We're here each and every night. The beauty of this show is that we're live. Normally, not always, but normally, I'd say you're cruising down the road, you're flipping around, there's like 28 million of you, or 28 million of you who are insomniacs, or you work those third shift jobs, and you don't get the immediacy of what's going on because you're listening to things that happen much earlier in the day, so you don't have to do that with us. In Washington, the big story is jobless benefits. Are they going to be extended? What happens there? And also, the party with the GOP for the Democrats at the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, decided to meet with the new, soon-to-be new, Speaker of the House, John Boehner, and a couple of his pals. Here's what Barack Obama, the president, said about the meeting, and also the new Speaker, John Boehner, what they both had to say about the little huddle at the White House.
I'm happy with how the meeting went, and I told all the leadership that I look forward to holding additional meetings, including at Camp David. I was pleased to see several of my friends in the room say, let's try not to duplicate that. Let's not try to work the Washington spin cycle. I thought it was a productive meeting. I thought that people came to it with a spirit of trying to work together, and I think it's a good start as we move forward. I think that there was a sincere effort on the part of everybody involved to actually commit to work together to try to deal with these problems.
The president and Democrat leaders acknowledge that the American people want us to create jobs and to cut spending. As I told the president, I think the spending more time will help us find some common ground. We had a very frank conversation, and it was interesting that both Democrats and Republicans and the president understood what the American people had to say on Election Day, I think, pretty clearly.
Yeah, pretty clearly. Definitely we know what people had to say on Election Day. They're not happy with the way the status quo is. Certainly the populace isn't happy with the way things are rolling. Let's take a few calls here right at the top. Let's go to Jeff, who's listening to us in Oregon. Hey, Jeff, what's shaking in your neck of the woods?
Hey, Kate. I'm the Special Olympian and thought I'd let you know I'm a captain of a team like 50 of us, over 1,000 in Portland. Just wanted to let you know that we're doing good in Portland. We got
That's
the
great. So let me stop you there. In Portland, you say there's 50, and are we talking about all kinds of different athletes, right, that participate in different sports?
Yes, I'm the captain of the cross-country skiing here in Portland.
Wow, good for you. Cross-country
skiing. I went by the Christmas tree bombing site today.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? And what was that like? Were there other people around? I was just curious.
There was not that many people around. It was pretty interesting. There was people in the streets walking, but I saw where he was standing in the truck.
Wow. Boy, that's scary. That's scary to think of. Yeah.
Oh, did you tell Gary about me yet?
No. No, I haven't even spoken to him, but I will remember to do that when I do.
Okay.
I promise I'll put you on the list.
And I got a friend named Nice Lady that's watching you. She's from Alaska.
All right. There you go. We have a lot of people that we talk to from Alaska. It's funny. I get a lot of emails from people from Alaska, too. Well, keep doing your thing. Thanks for the call, and we wish you the best with the Olympics. You know, we talked to you the other night about that, and I mentioned that, I don't know if I mentioned this or not. When I was a TV reporter in California, there was a big event that I was part of in Santa Barbara and then also in Albuquerque, and I just was blown away by how competitive the athletes were. Not that I didn't think they would be competitive, but if you just have no idea and you just read little tidbits here and there and then you actually go out and see, like, track and field, for example, and some of the other events, I was shocked. Like I said, a lot of those athletes would have knocked me off of my legs, my two good legs, in a heartbeat, the way they were able to motor around the track. What I saw was really, really stunning stuff. All right, speaking of being stunned, I'll tell you, the WikiLeaks reach just keeps on growing and growing and growing. And I think there are a lot of people that would like to see Julian Assange just go away. And, you know, there's no in between with this guy. Either you like WikiLeaks or you respect what WikiLeaks has done because it's the power of the Internet and the power of freedom of speech, and he gets these documents, and after all, why shouldn't he release them if somebody gives them to him? Because it's the whistleblowers who are going to pay the price anyway. But Assange now has decided to speak out a little bit. Usually he's pretty elusive, and he did end up speaking over Skype from an undisclosed location on Tuesday. But the WikiLeaks founder was replying to a question by one of the major magazine editors, over the cable dump that his organization let loose on the website this past weekend. And he says, the founder of WikiLeaks, that Hillary Clinton should resign and that the U.S. Secretary of State was looking like the fall guy in the controversy, and that, you know, here's the thing, she was spying and prying and doing some things that she shouldn't have been doing, like the stuff in the United Nations and talking about who's who in the United Nations and tracing all the steps there. That was one of the memos that apparently came from the State Department needing help in checking out some of the people that served in other capacities, some of the foreign diplomats, and that made a lot of noise, too. That rattled a lot of cages. So he was saying she should resign. I don't think we've heard the last of what WikiLeaks is going to do as far as even CEOs or what's going on with the bank business. The business of banking supposedly is next in the dump department on WikiLeaks. Odds and ends around the bend.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next-day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
I didn't think it'd be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a threefold utopian dream. You do something.
Everybody listening to America Tonight. We're doing Nail the Score on Thursday in our third hour. Again, Thursday in our third hour, we do that Nail the Score thing. All you have to do is call. Once we choose our game of the week, you tell us who you think is going to win and what the final score will be. Maybe like Chris in Connecticut, you'll be one of our winners. It was shocking when she nailed the score, and especially it was the Eagles game, so that was particularly sweet, I think, as all of you know who have been listening to this show anyway for some time, that I'm a huge Eagles fan, and she was able to do that. So I was excited for her, and we'll see if we have any more winners down the line as we continue to motor through the season. And we're halfway home. We've got playoffs coming up, and, of course, there's still a handful of games left, too. Speaking of time left, it's ticking away for one longtime Senator Chris Dodd. Chris Dodd, to me, really partied too close to the end of the line, as he was friends with some people in some high places, like the CEO of Countrywide, who was able to get him a sweet deal where his house was concerned. And I think Dodd knew this was kind of the end of the line, no doubt, as they were getting closer and closer to some of the things that had happened with him. At least for my money, that's what I think. And a lot of people listen to us in Connecticut know what I mean. So it's kind of the farewell moment for Dodd is this is it. And then in January, you've got a few replacement players. He retires, and here's what he had to say about a few things.
My moment is now at an end. But to those whose moments are not yet over, and to those whose moments will soon begin, I wish you much more than good fortune. I wish you wisdom. I wish you courage. To quote St. Paul, the time of my departure has come. I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I've kept the faith. It is with great pride and deep humility and incredible gratitude to all of you here today as the United States Senator that I yield the floor. Thank you.
Wonder what he goes off and does in retirement. It'd be interesting. I think it'd be interesting to keep track of Dodd and see. I mean, maybe it's more once you get to that point where you've had all those, you know, kind of fetted out all those favors, and he was there in the time of serious earmarks. Probably go off and be on a bunch of boards. Yes, where you get that serious fat cash just to serve as a member of a board on, you know, XYZ hospital or pick a company, any company. I'm thinking that's probably in his future. I'm just saying. Okay, by the way, the big deal at the White House, as I said, the shindig or the showdown that didn't turn out to be much of a showdown, what one senator said who came out of that session called the Slurpee Summit, said there was a lot of talk, but there was no real giant breakthroughs. I thought it was clever, actually, to have the Slurpees trucked in and call it that, you know, give it a name, give it some spin, but nothing concrete except for the agreement to continue the conversation. Because is there actually going to be something that comes out of this new era of Republican-controlled House and more Republicans picked up in the Senate and, of course, a Democratic president? So the president had his first formal meeting with, you know, not just the Republican, but the top Democratic figures since the midterm elections. And it would be pretty much what you would think it would be. Wah, 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 wah. And it was called the Slurpee Summit because they did drink Slurpees. Mitch McConnell, I mentioned he was one of the people there, the Senate Minority Leader. He said it was useful. The president said it was productive, and it could be the beginning of the new dialogue. So there was a lot of compliments actually going back and forth from both sides, as you would expect. I mean, who's going to come out of that meeting with an axe to grind if nothing was really hardcore discussed and say, I just don't see how we're going to have any bipartisan cooperation? Of course, it's just going to be a photo op. And the president and the Republicans both said it might be difficult to try to overcome some of the ideological differences, you think? Think of the ideological differences between the two parties. And the truth is there is a lot of difference between these two. You could drive, 150 semi-trucks through the middle of the differences. The question, I guess, really is, will there be common ground? And I think for all of us, for the American people, we're tired of the same old, same old, same old thing. I mean, get to the root of the problem, for God's sake, and start just trying to hammer at it. Yes, it's complicated. Yes, there's a zillion things that are going on. Prioritize. The rest of us in the country have to prioritize. That's what they should do on the Hill. You know, pick a flavor and actually go after that flavor. You know, the flavor of the month, if you want to use the Slurpee analogy, and just go after it big time. And don't stop until you've used up every single ounce of the juice that's there. To me, it just never feels like that. Never. So there was no agreement on some of the key things that are part of the logjam over the Bush-era tax cuts for the middle class and those who earn more money. And there's still a difference on the way they're going to get there. So that's another big deal, and that's a big part of odds and ends. Another part of odds and ends that I would throw into the political heap would be the START treaty. That's going to expire at the, well, it's not going to expire at the end of the month. They're already in that position where they have to either ratify it or not. So are they going to go ahead and rubber stamp the START treaty or not? That makes a big difference because the ratification of the START treaty or not ratifying it means that it's going to drag on, which I think it should, and it will drag on to the next session. And the emergency item, besides the Bush tax credits expiring, has to be the unemployment insurance benefits that are going to expire at the end of the month. I mean, that's huge. Imagine if you're unemployment and you're barely making it. You know, people have this idea that, oh, so if somebody's on unemployment, they must just, they're not really looking for jobs. They must just be lazy. And, of course, that's ridiculous. That's another stereotype. Sometimes it's people who have worked their rear end off their whole life and got thrown under the bus. And if they didn't have those benefits, they would be barely able to stay in their homes or barely be able to pay those bills, which they most likely are in that same scenario, because unemployment is only a percentage of what you got before. So here we go with the meetings, but is this another meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting? You know, it's like when you work for a company, and I always scratch my head when there would be a lot of meetings, because to me, meetings are counterproductive. Now, if there is a takeaway from the meeting, and if people actually pursue the takeaway, if these politicians leave and they pursue those avenues and try to get something done on a few of the things that I mentioned, then that meeting was worth it. And it's not just another one of those feely, touchy camera ops. It does have the feel, though, of with the two different approaches and to set up that, there's a lot of differences between us, and we know that. It does have the feel of a photo op, as so often those kinds of things are. But, you know, stranger things have happened. This, in our history, we've had presidents who were not of the same party, the majority party in the Congress, and some of the things that passed during that time would really make you shake your head and say, wow, I can't believe, I had no idea, I forgot about that, or, you know, whatever. So there actually was cooperation, and maybe this is going to be one of those cases. One can only hope that is the case. Hey, coming up on the flip side, we're going to hit the mailbag. And I'm always inviting you. I say it probably 15 times a show. Go to AmericaTonight.net. Click on the blog. Look at what you missed. We post a lot of the interviews that we've done on the show because you ask for it, and it's there, and you can go and listen to it. But also, you can send us an email through AmericaTonight.net. And whether we're talking about the top headlines or things that infuriate you or whatever it is, you can get to us that way. And we're going to do that next as we head to the mail.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendabite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendabite.
Extendabite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendabite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendabite. To get your Extendabite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking.
Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
That could be the theme that they could loop around WikiLeaks, all the stuff, all the documents that they post, because that's what they expose, that there's jive talking going on, and here's what's really happening. Here's what we found out. Here's what's really happening in these leaked documents. I love that the fact that Julian Assange did an interview on Skype from an undisclosed location with the editor of Time magazine, because this cat is fearing for his life. He really thinks that someone's going to try to off him. So he moves from place to place, and he's very elusive. Because he believes, with the amount of people that he's put in these positions, that they probably have a serious axe to grind with him, and he's worried they might throw the axe right at his head. I mentioned that we were going to go to the mailbag, because so many of you have, of course, sent us lots and lots of letters on lots of different things, or emails, is, I guess, the correct way to say it. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ooh, I do. I have mail. Let's see. Let's check our first one. This one is from Tommy T. Hey, Kate, I just got to say, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? That's a loaded question. If I had to make a choice right now, if if you made me pick pick somebody out of the blue sky, because I think it's still too early to tell. I mean, right now we're coming into the season that is truly the season as we're getting ready to slide into the playoffs. I got to give the Patriots some credit. I hate to do it. I like the Jets. If I could pick a team of the teams that are flowing out there, and I know it can be shaky with the way that the Jets have won some of their games, but if I could see a team win and it wasn't going to be the Philadelphia Eagles, which to me I would want to see the Eagles, but it's probably better I don't say that because then I put the hex on them. I would say the Jets. If you're asking me, I'm gonna say the Jets, not the teams, any of the teams I thought in the beginning of the season, by the way. You know, Matt and I do that little preseason deal where we predict who's coming out of the NFC and who's coming out of the AFC and what's going to happen. And boy, a lot of the picks that both of us had, I think, were pretty wrong. Matt, weren't some of our picks pretty nasty now that we look at what's happened?
Not horrible, because I was way wrong on the Vikings. But I had the Packers getting a wild card, and I think that'll still happen. I had Atlanta getting in and the Saints getting the wild card, and I think that might happen. So I was on a couple of them, and I know I did not pick the Cowboys to win the NFC East. I think I picked the Giants. So as far as the NFC goes, I think I was kind of on. AFC, I might have been way off, though, because I don't know. I'm in the NFC market, so I pay attention more to that, I guess.
Yeah, see, that's the same thing with me. I think I was more off on the AFC, too, than the
right.
NFC. I didn't pick the Cowboys either. I know there's always this Cowboy hype. There's something about that team. It's the machine. You know,
you're a big Eagles fan, so you can't pick the Cowboys.
No, but you have to be careful about your own team. Like you say, you know, picking the Vikings. It's a weird deal.
I know.
Whether you pick your team or not, because you do feel this. It's a weird superstitious thing. If you pick your team, you feel like then they lose because you picked them. It's a stupid thing, but that's how it goes sometimes.
Right. And I don't know. I think as far as the AFC goes, I know it was probably way off with a couple of the teams. I think I don't know if I think I had Baltimore and the Jets and the Patriots, but that might have been it. I don't think I had the Steelers as good as they are and the Bengals as bad as they are.
Yeah, I don't think I had the Bengals as bad as they are either. I have to go back and look at my picks, because I did two different things where I picked for two different. We picked on the air, and then I picked for something else, and I tweaked them both a little bit. But I think my AFC picks, like Matt, were just it's like baseball. I'm a National League person, so I always lean more toward the National League, even though I've covered many American League teams. And so I'm much better at picking the National League than I am the American League. Just one of those things. Let's go to Tom in Kansas. Hey, Tom, you have the floor.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
I got three things. First, I think Senator Dodd was a bit out of his league when he compared himself to the Apostle Paul.
Yeah, that was, I don't know that he really meant to be irreverent like that, but I think he was out of his league.
Yeah. Second thing is, you remember a week or two ago you were talking about bad storms and stuff like that? And Sammy in Montreal said something about a storm and it was real bad. I was living in Plattsburgh at that time. It was a huge ice storm that covered from Montreal down to close to Albany. And that was a huge storm, and there were power lines down and everything. And the people I was with, we lived outside of Plattsburgh a little ways, and we were without juice for 4 days, and everything in the fridge spoiled, of course.
What year? Wait, let me stop you. What year was that again?
It was 97 or 98.
Yeah, I remember.
But the further out you were, the longer you were without electricity. Some people were without for at least a month or more, you know. And
no, that's rough. A month of no electricity?
Yeah.
Oh.
And several people got these generators. And some idiots stuck them in their inside their house, and they died because of it. And let's see.
That's terrible.
The third thing is, a few weeks ago, you know, I kind of complained about being able to pick the right team, much less the score. Well, in the last 2 weeks, I have, in the NFL, not last week, but the week before, I missed 2 out of 16. And last week, I missed 5. So I got 25 out of the last 32. That's pretty
good. Wow. That's pretty good.
But anyway, thank you for your time.
What did you say again? What, 22 out of the last 32?
25 out of the last 32.
That's good. You've got something going on there. You got the right mojo going on. You're much better than Matt and I, I'm going to say. Good for you. One of these days, you're going to nail the score. You're getting close. You're circling it. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
That's pretty good winning percentage. He needs to bottle that up somewhere. You know, we had the lottery winner on. He needs to bottle that up and market it. Here's how you really need to pick your teams. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick, what's shaking in your neighborhood?
The Bears.
The Bears, exactly.
The Bears. There's Super Bowl. Wonder who's going.
Do you really think so with Jay Cutler? You think he's capable of winning the Super Bowl?
Did you watch him Sunday?
Yes, I did.
They spank them.
They didn't spank the Eagles. They barely won that game.
With their
cheater field that was crappy they shouldn't have even been playing on.
They laid down the last quarter so they can catch up, make it interesting. They didn't want to lose.
Please,
sell more beer.
Right. Just sell more beer.
That's what they done. Keep it interesting.
Sure.
Oh, it's been over by halftime. But remember, the Bears. You heard it here from Illinois.
Oh, you're a homer.
Hey. You know, everybody's talking about these WikiLeaks and all that. WikiLeaks or whatever it is.
Right.
That soldier done all that stuff.
Well, that soldier, like I said, I think I was saying this over and over again on a previous show. He's the guy who has to face the firing squad, so to speak. His career's over.
Yeah.
It's done for him. So great. So all that stuff gets out there, and there were some horrendous things that did happen. But it gets out there. He's the guy who exposes it, and he's going to do the time.
Yeah, they say he's a homosexual.
Yeah.
So that should be no debate on the don't ask, don't tell policy then. I have to throw them all out. They got mental deficiency, see, so they can't be trusted to classify the information, so they need to throw them all out. There'd be no debate on that.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you there. I think what the problem is, you know this, I think the problem lies in the fact that obviously they had the too many eyes on some of the documents in the first place, and they, you know... And look what's happened. Look what's become of so-called classified information. And now it's going to go in the opposite direction, I think. And it's what's going to happen is you're going to find that it's going to be tighter than a drum. So that's not the answer either. But the problem is it's been too humiliating to too many of our government organizations. The way they're exposed, their memos, etc., all that kind of stuff. Nuts. All right, stay with us. We're out of time, Rick. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to take you through the headlines of the day, because, boy, we've barely scratched the surface here. How time flies. Hang with us.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Here in America Tonight. Howdy, everybody. Hope you're having a great start of the week, or midweek, because really we're past hump day and we're heading into the stretch, the home stretch. If we were on a track, we are running for that finish line. You know, that's a good thing about a holiday. And this wasn't really a short week for most people, but it just feels, I think it just kind of feels like it. Maybe it's the tryptophan from the turkey that kind of hung us into the next week. All right, 2 million people are going to lose their jobless benefits. That's tough with the holidays around the corner, but the extended unemployment benefits will run out on, have run out on Wednesday. That cuts off the stream for many who cannot pay bills or struggling, can't really find that job. It's not that they're being lazy and hanging out on the dole. Yes, there are people that do that, but that's not what I would classify a lot of the people that find themselves in that position. In the meantime, WikiLeaks says that they're going to continue to push and prod and publish whatever they can when it has to do with something that they believe people should know. And usually it has to do with the United States of America, and whether it's the Pentagon and what's happening in Afghanistan or the State Department memos, or whether or not it's something else that might find a world leader or two in an embarrassing situation. And probably the people who were the most worried over the nuclear material, it was the United States, because let's face it, that's what where everything traced back to. It traced back to, you know, the Saudi King Abdullah saying get rid of Iran, and Jordan and Bahrain and others wanting the same thing. And so it was all, a big chunk of what was released was about nuclear capabilities, let's say. How about that? In the meantime, what's going on with China and the two Koreas? That was also part of what was in WikiLeaks, that China really was maneuvering to try to make a united Korean peninsula, the South and the North, where the North always thought of China as the ally and China staying in the corner and not saying anything, then suddenly coming to the forefront and wanting to broker a meeting. It comes out in the memos that what they really were hoping for is just a united Korea, period, end of story. Forget the whole, stair game at the 38th parallel and call it a day and make it one nation, period, not a divided house. So there's been some blowback on that as China figures out its place in all of this. How about that? And then this is kind of an oddball one that I'm going to throw in there in the headlines, but we talked about this. It was such a weird story that there was a postal guy who stole like 11,000 packages and then was selling the stuff inside the packages. It was like found in his house, in his garage. People weren't getting their mail, and they were traced the packages back and try to figure out what was going on, and it turns out that this guy had collected them all and was selling stuff. So he was sentenced to 2.5 years in a federal prison, and trust me, he's going to serve that time. 48-year-old David Schmatter, and they say it was a 2-year period at the Highlands Ranch Post Office is the place. And what he stole were DVDs, CDs, lingerie, all kinds of stuff. He got about $85,000 for all the stuff that he sold. And the losses, though, the post office pegs at almost $300,000. I mean, there's no way to know how much was stolen. So whoever was mailing packages, if it was lost, it was lost. And maybe it got sold, maybe it didn't. You know, crazy stuff. And then there is this other headline that I'm going to throw out here, and then we're going to go to Sam in Montreal. But the testimony in Salt Lake City over the, you know, this whole Elizabeth Smart thing and the crazy Brian David Mitchell, the former street preacher, as he calls himself, who's on trial for kidnapping and assaulting Elizabeth Smart, had a seizure in the courtroom. There's just more drama than you can shake a stick at coming out of Salt Lake City. So he had to be actually escorted out of the courtroom on a stretcher and put into an ambulance. They took him to a hospital, but they're not saying what the condition was. All they would say is that the trial is going to resume on Wednesday, and that it happened as the jury is about to be called into the courtroom for another day of testimony. And Mitchell was sitting between two of his defense attorneys. He stopped his daily hymn singing, and that's because that's what he's doing in the courtroom. And he slumped over in his chair and cried out with a big moan. Sounds like faking it to me. And then he was pulled out of the courtroom. Elizabeth Smart, you got to give her credit for one, for being there, for testifying, for just nail this guy to the wall. That's what should happen, because it's just beyond disgusting what he did to her and what he did to her life. And I'll tell you, it's the fourth week, and this trial is supposed to last until December 10th. Let's hope they have a quick verdict before the holidays, and it's the right verdict, because this nutball Mitchell has been doing nothing but disrupting the court every single day. He sings out with these hymns every single day, doing something or other. And he's the one who went into their house and took this 14-year-old at knife point back in 2002. Remember, it captivated the world because her father kept pressing that she might be alive. He was really beating that drum, and thank goodness, because then eventually she was recognized and, of course, ended up being rescued. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How are you doing, gorgeous?
Good. How about you?
What do I always say?
Simply fantastic. Simply fabulous.
Yes, of course. That postal worker stealing lingerie, I wonder if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I wonder. Well, here's what I wonder is that he was trying to make some money, and it was an easy thing. You know, the postal worker, they know what's getting delivered to your house.
Sure, for sure. Okay, now I was just reading today in the New York Daily News. Yes, we get it up here in Montreal, and I pick it up every day for the sports section. Besides the news, I pick it up for the great sports section. I just read where Obama's freezing federal civil servants. Salaries for the next 2 years.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, I read the rest of the article. That includes FBI, Secret Service, the whole nine yards. And some people said, we voted for Obama, and they're saying, we won't be the next time. So I remember asking some people when he first got elected, is he a one-term president? A lot of African-Canadians said, no, you mean they got to give him a chance. I bumped into two of them tonight, and I showed them the article. They went,
what'd they say?
Yeah, I don't want to repeat it because after what happened, the last thing I said, they basically said something to the effect of, man, did we make a dumb mistake. I mean, if we would have, I think some Americans made a dumb mistake. They voted, as a friend of mine who was African-Canadian said, they voted for the color rather than the politics.
Yeah.
But then I said, who's going to, I mean, obviously, because I mentioned the names that you mentioned last night, I mentioned to him this afternoon. They went, okay, it's still early enough. There might be another dark, I know he ate, a little play on words here. There might be a dark horse.
Right.
Because no one heard of Obama before the primary, so who knows?
I think you make a good point. I think a lot of people had heard him speak, and he was known for that. But was he going to be the guy that was necessarily going to be put up that quickly? And the answer is no. But even a better analogy, thanks, Sam, would be Bill Clinton, who came really out of nowhere. Certainly was a politician, was a governor, all that. But who knew that he was going to take hold and end up being the president of the United States for two terms, no less. And I think the Republicans are hoping that they have one of those somewhere, let's say.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it.
He could take the endorsement and shove it.